Hallelujah and shalom. We continue to look up to the word of God, the word of truth, so that it sets us free. Bible says the entrance of the word of God brings light, life, and life. It sets us free. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. We are in the first letter written by Apostle John, the son of Zebedee, the beloved brother to James, and the son of Salome. He was the last of the apostles. He was an eyewitness. It's amazing that even before the 12 apostles had gone to be with the Lord, the church had already started going back to the world. The gospel that Peter had preached and the disciples had preached, some people had started to divert the church back to the dark world. It's good for you to realize that heresy can corrupt the whole of the body and the bride of Jesus Christ. We are calling it the cancer of heresy. The cancer of the body of Jesus Christ. We need to deal with it without mercy. We need to take it to the hospital. We need to act quickly before this cancer has spread to the rest of the body. I want to tell God's men and women who have been given mandate to lead the church, kindly do not hesitate. This cancer can be able to wipe the whole of community. You are aware that out of the 2,000 years that God has given us since the coming of Jesus, 1,000 of those years were are called dark world or dark years. Dark years because the doctrine of Jesus was totally removed. Remember, in the letters or in the churches, the seven churches that we saw in the book of Revelation, which were written to by John, and it's the same John who is writing to this first letter. He's writing to the same churches, actually the same seven churches in his first John and second John and third John. Are you aware that in the first, when you first see Jesus, we see Jesus moving amidst the seven lampstands. The seven lampstands represent the church, the seven churches, or the seven dimensions of churches, the seven seasons of churches, the seven stages of church growth. Jesus is seen moving at the middle. But when you're looking at the seventh church, Jesus is outside the church, knocking to be let in to dine with them. What made Jesus move out? What made the church to eject their master, their maker, their husband? What made this bride to eject the one who died for them? Is so sorry, and we need to know. So today we are actually looking at 1 John chapter 2 and from verse 15 to verses 29, and we want to look at the dynamics of abiding in the true fellowship. What are the dynamics? In other words, what makes some people abide in the fellowship? And what makes some people to leave the fellowship? Because the good thing is that not everybody who leaves. What makes some of them to go? What makes some good brothers to return to the culture? Today, we witness people going back to their traditional culture. They have gone to the cultures they had forgotten. They are going back to sacrifice. They are taking animals to slaughter. And somebody is going to smear this blood. They have taken the blood of Jesus for granted. Remember, this doctrine rejects Jesus being in a human body. So he could not die. They are rejecting the blood of Jesus. When they say Jesus cannot come in a body, they are saying Jesus did not die. Jesus did not shed blood. This is the only blood that can keep us, that can save us from the sin. So we discover that the church has got several lessons when they remain. And we discover that maybe the first one, which we finished with, is the level of growth, definitely. We discover that in the church, we have got those that are children, dependent, those that are youth in their faith, they are strong, the word of God remains in them, and they have overcome the evil one. And those that are fathers, those are the ones who are interdependent and who with whom others can lean on. We can run to them. We can go to them and ask them to help us. Praise God. May God raise fathers in the ministry. So the first one is the level of growth. Number two, the reason to why they leave is because of the love of the world. The love of the world. This love of the world is what John was writing to. And you discover he's actually telling them that they should not love the world. Look at verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. Remember, we are supposed to have the light of the world. And because we say that the word of light was already eaten up, now we do not have any valve, any gate to cross us from getting and loving the world. The world here is given in three words. Anyone who loves the world, that is, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, this is the world, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. So John is saying, do not love the world. So one of the reasons to why people leave or they don't abide in the true fellowship is because they are loving the world. The love of the Father is not in them. Remember, we said that the word of love has been eaten. The word of light has been eaten. And the word of life has been destroyed. And so the world and the church has no boundaries. So the love of the world is there. May God help us not to have, not to love the world. That is what our eyes desire, the lust of the eyes. What our lives desire. We want the things of the world. We want to engage with the things of the world. May God cut the things that we call desires, the one that makes us to gratify ourselves in the world, drinking from the wells of the world, the pride of life, speaking about ourselves all the time. And James says that when you do this, the love of God is not in us. And then he says, the world and its desires passes away, but whoever does the will of God remains forever. So that's the second thing that makes people live. Not only the levels of maturity, the second one is because of the love of the world. Number three is what John talked about. Dear children, this is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how you know it is in the last hour. They went out from us because they did not really belong to us. If they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belongs to us. Now, so the second thing is the deny of Jesus for the Antichrist. Denying that Jesus is Lord. Denying that Jesus came in the human flesh. This is another lesson that makes people to either remain and abide or move out and they are no longer part of the fellowship. Those that choose the Antichrist, they follow the Antichrist. So this one is about the enemy who makes them to follow him, the Antichrist. So they deny Christ. They deny that Jesus became Christ, that Jesus became flesh, that Jesus is the Son of God. They deny that Jesus is the one that came on earth to die. And once they deny this, then they are denying the truth, that the lie is in them, because the liar has continued to move them. In other words, why people move is because they are enticed by the Antichrist. They come and cheat them. They deny them. And the Antichrist is already in the world. The many Antichrists are there. So many of them. But we are also waiting for the main Antichrist, who is the beast, as we are going to be seeing in the Revelation. John will write and call him the beast. So look at what they say. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So this is that lesson why people remain or abide and leave the fellowship. That is, how do you relate with the Father? Do you deny Christ? Jesus is the Christ. And the last one is because we lose the anointing from the Holy One. We lose the anointing from the Holy One. John is saying, as you see, that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. It is, if it does, you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And he talks about this anointing. And he says that the anointing, now look at verses 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not lie to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Now, this is about the anointing. The anointing from the Holy One. The anointing is the Word of God. The anointing is the one that breaks the yoke. The anointing is the one that makes us fat. The anointing is the one that makes us not to be yoked with the unbeliever. The Bible says that the anointing breaks the yoke with the unbeliever. When the Antichrist or the Antichrist in the world want us to join with them, they are broken by the anointing. Anointing is the power of God. The anointing represents the Word of God, the revelation of the Word of God. It says it comes from the Holy One. It comes from the Holy Spirit. This anointing keeps us from the beginning to the very end. It makes us to abide with the Father. And this anointing, look at what he says, verse 27. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and all that anointing is real, it's not counterfeit, just as it has been taught to you, remain in him. Why we remain in him is because the anointing teaches us. The anointing speaks to us all the days of our lives. And so we have seen four reasons why people abide and why people leave the fellowship. Of course, the level of their growth. Are they growing? Are they stagnated? Are they going down? Are they backsliding? Depends on the level of growth. Do you love the world or do you love God? Do I love the world? Do I love God? Do I deny Christ or do I acknowledge Jesus in the midst of the world? And of course, to deny the Antichrist. Do I maintain the anointing to keep on teaching me? May God give us the grace. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, help us to abide in you all the days of our lives. May the anointing teach us. May it keep us. We accept and acknowledge you, Jesus, as our Lord. Father, we say that the Antichrist will not have anywhere in our lives. Father, help us not to love the world, because you say that when we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name.